KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, also on KSVL 92.3 in Yerington and Smith Valley. Well, let me tell you, we got a new poll question up, and let me tell you why I chose this. Here's the question. Do you think the U.S. is too involved in other countries' policymaking, even if we know it's wrong? Do we still have our nose in other people's business? Do you think the U.S. is too involved in other countries' policymaking, even if we know it's wrong? So why did I come up with this question? Because Congress, and I think this is disgusting that the EU is doing this. So just so you know. But Congress is warning the EU against warning labels for Jewish-made products because they are mandating labels on Jewish goods. They're working on this right now so they can boycott Israel and products from Israel and Jewish-made products in general. Now, I can't believe that they're doing that. That's just, it's like, really? You don't think the rest of the world is going to stand up for Israel? And, you know, it's like Germany all over again. But that is where the thought behind the poll question comes from. At 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Go there. It's right there on the front page. All right, 884-9910, your phone line, your connection. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Derek this morning. Hi, Derek. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. Folks could look up in the sky, look at the chemtrailing going on. Yeah, I know.
You know, that's funny. Dan, my producer, Dan the man, just mentioned that to me, and I'm tethered by my headphones here, but I was going to get up and take a look at it.
I have something else as well as far as your poll about is the Washington, D.C. involved in other countries' politics and policies. Yeah, they are way too much. The D.C. has been engaged in regime change throughout the world. They're doing it. They did it in Bolivia. Venezuela, they're trying to do it all over the place. They did it in Ukraine. Everywhere, it's an evil empire, not America, not United States of America, but it's Washington D.C., who is owned by the Zionist Israel. And yes, we should boycott Israel because they drop phosphorus bombs on the Palestinians, they murder them, unarmed civilians, because they're throwing rocks at them. So that's about all I got right now.
All right, Derek. You go so fast and you hit so many topics. I appreciate that. Derek, thank you so much for the call. 884-9910. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about what the city of Reno's doing? You want to talk about Washoe County? I was having a conversation with a group of ladies on Sunday, and I was surprised. Marsha Birkbigler is up for re-election. But she's upsetting a lot of people. Somebody at the table didn't know why she was upsetting people, and then it just started coming from all sides. It's like, well, this whole thing up in Tahoe with the rooms for the non-residents. If you don't follow this stuff, it's unbelievable what gets passed. Now, the thing is that meeting with the Washoe County Commissioners is at 1:30 today. It's for the short-term rentals. There's going to be discussion and possible action on staff recommendations already. for the regulation within unincorporated Washoe County. See, a lot of people forget that. Incline Village is a part of Washoe County. And then the other section of Lake Tahoe is, let's see, is Incline? Yeah. And a little bit further down, it's a part of Douglas County. Something else that people need to be thinking about. I find this stuff very interesting that the staff goes out and puts all this stuff together and then gives it to the commissioners, gives it to the city council. By the way, Jenny Brekus will be joining us on Thursday to talk about some of the dealings with the city council. Yes, I will be in Carson City, so unfortunately I can't have her in studio. She's going to be on the phone, but that's okay. Slowly but surely, we're getting these representatives to take part in this big conversation. I mean, she's even being attacked by the mayor and her own party now, putting somebody else up to run for her office. Jenny's going to run. I hope she runs for re-election. And the mayor is backing another Democrat, as she's been referred to as the darling of downtown. So, in other words, Hillary is supporting this person, so Hillary has another vote. Because for the most part, when it comes to supporting citizens, Jenny Brekus has been the lone vote of no, stopping these horrendous things. So here's something else that you need to be thinking about that bothers me. You can comment before December 9th. And you can go on to their website and comment there. The National Forest Service. What could the National Forest Service possibly be up to? Well, they're proposing expansion of the winter recreation and over snow vehicles. Huh? Snowmobiles. Just so irritating. Just say snowmobiles. No, we have to have OSVs. So the public doesn't even know what you're talking about. Over snow vehicles. For use on Forest Service land at the perimeter of Incline Village. Now, I like snowmobiling. So I would think, oh, how fun. Going to have more terrain, more places to go. And there's even a place that you can click on that you can go see the proposed map. What I find abysmal is the fact that they put all this together. Upper Jennifer, Trillian Village, Diamond Peak, Upper Apollo, as well as Incline Lake, the proposed map you can see. None of the proposed expansion of the use had any input from residents. So, the people who rent the snowmobiles, did they have input with the Forest Service? No input with the residents, but maybe input with the people making money off of it. Makes you think. TRPA, the county, even the Incline Village General Improvement District. Nobody involved. You know, you'd think you'd want to at least get some people's input you want to get in on that, especially if you live around the lake, the Incline Village area, get your comment into the Forest Service before December 9th. This is also a cool mailer I get that you can get in on. It's the Incline Village Community Board. I forget. Just go to ivcbcommunityfirst.org. You can get on their email list. You can get all this stuff for around Lake Tahoe that is coming up, all the different board meetings. Oh, and talking about the snowmobile, actually, they're going to have a Forest Service snowmobile terrain expansion meeting on November 13th from 3 to 5 at the Parasol Building on Incline Way. 3 to 5. Not bad timing, but still, during the workday. Oh, you got to love it. You got to love it. What do you want to talk about today? 884-9910. This is your voice. They can't take this away from you. Everything else, it seems like. Property, water, even the ability to keep warm. We're going to talk about that coming up on The Monica J Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Thanksgiving just around the corner. However you get your turkey, if you go out into the woods and it's fresh, or you go to the store like me and get it frozen, that's that's your choice. But you know what? There are some people that don't have a choice. There are some people that are still hit hard by the economy, and they need a little extra help. And we're going to be a part of that. So on Thursday, I was mentioning in the last segment, Jenny Bruckus is actually going to join us on the show, but she's going to join us by phone because I'm going to be in Carson City on Thursday at Carson Nissan, but not just me. Jerry and Henry and Chris Payne and Dan the Man is going to be with me, and probably Tanner from over at the Wolf. It's the High Five Turkey Drive with Evans Broadcast Company, and it's from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Nissan dealership there on Carson Street. So just look for the fish truck. That's who we're helping out. Friends in Service Helping. It's Holidays for the Hungry. So if you can't drop off a frozen turkey or two, then just donate 10 bucks or so. I'm not going to put a cap on you. If you want to donate a little bit more than that, then we'll go out and do the shopping for you. And everything is greatly appreciated. So if you want to throw in some stuffing or some cranberry sauce, and I'm going to stop there because that's, you know, that's all it is for me. Turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce. That's all I want. That's all I care about. And maybe a little bit of gravy, but only if it's my mom's because she fixes the best. No dinner rolls. That's just extra starch. I want more stuffing. I'd rather have more stuffing than a dinner roll. 884-9910, that's your talk line. So let's go to it and check in with Fran this morning. Hi, Fran. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I saw, since all of my wisdom and sayings all come from T-shirts that I see in catalogs, I saw one that says, an African proverb, if you think you're at night with a mosquito.
Fran, you cut out just after you said African proverb, so
Okay. <laughs> Say okay. That
again.
Yes, if you think you're too small to make a difference, try spending the night with a mosquito.
Ooh. That is actually a good one. I like that. Fran, you know, I'm with you. Wisdom for me comes from memes and t-shirts, and right now I'm wearing my South Park t-shirt that says "Screw you guys, I'm going home." That's how I look at life now.
Have a zippity-doo-dah rest of your day.
You too, Fran. Thanks for the call. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. If you'd like to call with your proverb or your saying or your experience in school on what you used to learn, like me, and what they don't teach anymore, 884-9910. And that's a big problem that they don't teach these things anymore. It's a big problem. A really big problem. Cursive. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are all kinds of things kids aren't learning in school because they're learning other things. They're learning about tolerance and diversity. Isn't that something that should be taught at home? Huh. I know my mother taught me that I am no better than anybody else. We all have our stories. We all have our sins. We all have our issues. We all have our vices. And we have to be tolerant of other people. Of course, most of the time she was referring to my brother because he and I were always getting into fights. But I took it as the big world around. But schools, this is why we have a Department of Education. To send down to the curriculums, to send down to the states, to, you know, it all rolls downhill. You know what I mean. The government has to be in control of your child's education, but it's not just their education that they want control of. They want control of your child. They feed them breakfast, lunch, in some areas like here, dinner, send food home for the weekend, make sure there's food available during the breaks, shorten summer vacation. Elizabeth Warren really wants to make the school day 10 hours long. See, you don't even have to worry about babysitting anymore if she has her way. You drop your kids off on the way to work, and then you pick them up on the way home from work. So they now have that 10 hours to indoctrinate them. They do their health care. You know, the nurse is there. They can go get an abortion and you don't need to know about it. Or they can get the morning after pill and you don't need to know about it. But boy, if you send an inhaler to school, at what point do we encourage parents to be parents again? People scream about the wage. Well, when you can create a wage that allows, you know, one of the parents to stay home, then maybe we'll be there. Why does there have to be a wage for one of the parents to stay home? What are you trying to buy? Again, it goes back to that consumerism. Because there were a lot of parents who used to stay home. And they were still able to buy a car. They were still able to buy a home. They were still able to do this. Oh, wait, that was back in the 50s and before. All of this BS started in the 60s. Gino, you know I love you, but I got to take a Fox News break here, so please hang on the line or call back in 5 minutes. Whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910, we'll be right back with it on The Monica Jay Show. KKFT, it's The Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley on KSVL. Wherever you're calling from, the number's the same, 884-9910. Email's the same, too, monica@991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the phone lines, though, and check in with Gino this morning. Hi, Gino. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica, you know, they got Jimmy Carter in the news today, and the Department of Education came into being under his presidency, and it was kind of that whole Washington grab. And I remember when Carter ran for office, you know, he was a Washington outsider. He was not Nixon, right? He wasn't the Republicans. But then he got to Washington, and Ted Kennedy and company said, yeah, you're a Washington outsider. You know what you're doing. We're going to take over. And those guys drove the country into the ground. And since he looked inept, we had all the problems in Iran. I mean, it's a simplistic way of looking at it, but it's really kind of sad. But here's talking about schools. You know, Google schools, Google classrooms are everywhere. And parents whose schools are using Google Classroom, Google is tracking everything your kid does. They are creating a profile on your kid. And so what you're selling, you know, we're selling our souls as a society, but your kid is losing their identity to Google. And I'm sorry, Google once upon a time said, don't be evil, but Google is nothing but evil. You can tell by the way they deal with China. And I just really would not.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea for kids to be getting caught up at age 8 creating a profile that's going to track them for the next 10 years. And then can you imagine somebody, you know, in their 25, 26, somebody leaks something that, oh, once upon a time, this kid did a project on this and that, and the context isn't there, and you're just destroying people's lives. We live in a world that does not care about truth, and truth cannot be dished out in little sound bites. It takes a while to get context.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just kind of worried worried about the planet.
And transparency.
And then what?
And transparency. It's not just the truth, because, you know, how many parents keep their kids off of Facebook until they think that they're at an age that they're ready to accept responsibility? So they think that they're doing something as a benefit for their child, yet all of this other stuff around them.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, guess what?
No. And that's the problem.
I wish parents understood more.
Washington is running education, and it was never meant to be that way. It was supposed to be local. And I understand you got to have some federal oversight on a few things, making sure that civil rights and all that. But now you have craziness like making sure that the bathrooms are, you know, available for everybody. You know, you can't, because there's no gender, there's no boy, there's no girl. This is nonsense, and this is where we lose our society, is because we have given over. Instead of it being we the people, it's people, the we. They are taking the power. They have taken the we, those our elected officials who no longer represent us. We need to send them and just make short terms. Thank you for going to Washington for 2 years, for 4 years, for 6 years. Okay, you're not going to go anymore. No more careers. We need to end it.
Yeah, and the only way we can do that, Gino, is by our votes. This is not BUY, but BY our votes. It's a sad state of affairs right now. Gino, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, it's true. We're going off on all this craziness right now about, you know, Hunter Biden. It's all about Hunter Biden and Joe. Well, you know, Joe Biden has other family members. You don't hear about James. You don't hear about Joe's little brother, James, and how he benefited from building houses in Iraq or building homes in Iraq, how he is also in cahoots with the Ukraine, also in bed with China. So let's open up the family picture frame here and get a few more people in there. they're going after Donald Trump's kids for having all this involvement, and I have seen them do nothing but good and all transparent. Yet you don't talk about the Bidens. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with somebody who's very knowledgeable in world history. He's fought in wars, he's been in the military, and he knows a lot about Nazi Germany and the Russians and how this is all going downhill for us, but it's been in the works for a long time. Hi, Vance. Thanks for calling the show.
Oh, come on. I'm not that knowledgeable.
Well, at least you tell it like it is.
Well, two, I've been trained for combat, but I have never gotten the chance. So you can write that one off. And I pray I never have to use that knowledge. But yeah. Mr. Darrell, kind of getting off track from what you're generally covering today. But those little streaks up in the sky, I can't
believe. Oh, not Darrell, Derek.
Or Derek.
Derek.
Yeah, anyways, and anybody yeah. like him. Chemtrails. Yeah, okay. I am going to direct you and everybody else that's listening that buys into this chemtrail stuff, first off, to YouTube and pull up two things. One is the documentary. The documentary. Memphis Belle. And the second thing that you're going to pull up, I ask you to pull up, is the opening to the World War II series, television series, titled 12 O'Clock High. And then I will talk to you later. You and I will have to have a little chat with regards to those streaks up in the sky. Okay?
It's a challenge, Vance.
It definitely is. Because I do not buy into this chemtrail stuff for one simple reason. Out here in the civilian world, one of my first jobs was handling fuel over at the airport for about 6 months. And like I said, I do not buy into this. That and my rate for 20 years of air traffic control, the air traffic controllers in the Navy and the aerographers, the weather guessers, are virtually joined at the hip. And that was my worst subject, was the weather. So I ended up, while I was in service, besides doing the rate advancement courses for my rate, I also did the rate advancement courses for the aerographers, and in there, they've got information with regards to atmospheric, some information about atmospheric physics. So you and I are going to have to sit down and have a little chat about that sometime.
And I'll get you guys hooked up together if you want. So, Vance, was there anything else? I appreciate the call.
Nope, that's it.
All right, give my best to Vicki. KKFT, it's the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk, whatever you want to talk about. But I hope, if anything, I have shown you that this is all tying back to one topic. It's all tying back to one thing that has been going on for decades, and we are all at fault for letting it go this far. What is that one word? That one word is control. You can't even go to your wood-burning stove when it is freezing cold outside and throw a log onto the fire to keep warm without the possibility of a fine. All in the name of air quality. That's how far we've gotten. we're going to make gas more expensive because it has to be purified and treated. No more regular gasoline. So all the car manufacturers have to change what they're doing. It's so much more than any of us, I really, really thought expected to be at this point. Your light bulbs need to be this. We're going to take these light bulbs away. You need to use this energy company. You can't, if you live, if you want to have a home over here, if you built a home and it's in this city, you have to be hooked up to the grid. You can't be completely off the grid. Unless you are way out and you are really off the grid. You're going to be in town? Uh-uh. This is the electric company that you need to use. At one point in our society, scientists were working on free electricity for people. A way for people just to have lights and heat in their home. Yet, men of means, men with ideas, came in and said, huh, you know, we could charge people and then we'd own them. Your cable, your phone, your internet, your electricity, how you choose to heat and cool your home. It's all controlled. Your education, your kids' education, and the noose, well, maybe not noose, the grip. We'll use one of those. Can't use those old euphemisms anymore. That's not PC. Oh, but wait a minute. You know, white people were hung all the time. Even before we had the Civil War. Even before we had that whole integration thing. White people were hung for cattle wrestling, for horse wrestling. Back in the medieval times, that's just what happened. People were hung. But because you can't talk about history, it seems like history only started in the 60s. When we were at our worst as a country, as a society, that all of this BS really started. So you know what? I am going to use the term. It's like a noose tightening around your neck. Whoever thought it would be the federal government doing that? Whoever thought that that would trickle to the state government, to the county government, to the city government? And you don't realize what's going on until you have to fight for it yourself. I tell you, the people out in Lemon Valley, out in the North Valleys, the people who are fighting growth, people in Douglas County, they're getting a hard-learned lesson about how far our for the people, by the people, of the people has gone and has gotten out of control. Too sad it took us this long. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and KSVL 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. Got a few minutes left of the show. What would you like to talk about today? Also, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You can get a hold of me anytime. I might not respond for a few hours. I might respond at 2 a.m. That's just the hours I keep. But I'll always try to get back to you. Your quality of life, which, by the way, another website I highly recommend, qol-reno.org. They've got a new hot sheet up if you would like to see some of the directed problems at the city of Reno. Don't think Sparks is getting off the hook, because a lot of issues going on in Sparks as well. Traffic, the elimination of green space, just everything being built in on top of each other. But let me tell you, your quality of life, no matter how many times you get those surveys from the city, really doesn't mean a whole lot to anybody. Okay? It is your choice and your decision and your activism that is going to make the difference if the city of Reno and Washoe County is like San Francisco or not. You need to decide and watch what the mayor and the chief of police are going to do and what the DA is going to do. It's out now that the new DA for San Francisco, I love how he put this. San Francisco's new DA pledges not to prosecute public urination, other quality of life crimes. Your quality of life doesn't matter. You walking through poop, you walking through needles, you walking through trash and garbage that is to the rate now of diseases that were eliminated coming back. Your quality of life doesn't matter. Again, I will just keep hammering it until you finally look it up and see this big picture for yourself. The homelessness in New York, San Francisco, LA, Portland, Oregon, Atlanta, Georgia, epidemic proportions. People want to call in the UN to help fix the problem. Mass migration. Paid mass illegal immigration into this country. People dying at the border. Our government officials want the UN to come in and fix the issue. UN Agenda 2030. The climate crisis, the education crisis, the homeless, the drugs, the borders. Look it up for yourself. and educate yourself, because this is just the beginning of a new civil war and a new revolution. It's the Monica J. Show. Love you. You're always in my heart. I'll be back tomorrow.